Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here tonight on this 6th of April, Monday night, from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out American Free Press on the web at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. All right, folks, I have a few things to discuss here this evening, and I will tell you to get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you some information about an interesting new book that just came out. I think many of you may be interested in reading it. And I'm also going to give you the address of a very interesting website. I got it from one of our listeners, I guess. Yes, he is one of our listeners, and I was not aware of his website, and I took a quick look at it, and I can tell you there's a lot of interesting things up there that you will want to check out. So at any rate, get your pen and paper handy. A few house cleaning items, so to speak, here to begin with this evening. I want to mention tomorrow night, all things being equal, we will have a guest here who is familiar to you regular listeners, Carolyn Yeager. She has written for the Barnes Review number of interesting articles, including, I think, one that may be appearing in the one that appears in the latest issue of TBR, as we call the Barnes Review. But tomorrow night, she is going to be discussing a topic that has been of great interest to me for a long, long time. And just because I'm so busy, I've never really had a chance to sit down and write too much about it. But it occurred to me that really to write anything more about it at this point for myself would be redundant because it's been written about in a number of very interesting books that you may or may not be aware of. And we will be talking about this subject tomorrow night, and that is the subject of British intelligence operations in the United States prior to and during World War II, the efforts by the British government to get the United States involved in that war that the United States should not and need not have fought. Yes, I'm going to say that again. I do not believe that the United States should have gone to war against Nazi Germany. Let's not get into an argument about the attack on Pearl Harbor. We're talking about all of the things that were leading up to U.S. involvement in World War II that involved the efforts by the British to get us into their fight with Adolf Hitler. Now, I know a lot of patriots out there really absolutely hate Hitler, hate Nazi Germany, think that the war against Hitler was the greatest thing since sliced bread, maybe even the greatest thing since cinnamon bread, even raisin bread, but that's beside the point, folks, because the fact is that the British were engaged in extensive covert operations in this country, and I might mention in league with our friends at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Well, we will talk about that tomorrow night with Carolyn Yeager. She's going to kind of do an audio review, so to speak, of Professor Thomas Maul's very interesting book on the topic, and I feel very foolish at the moment because I forget the name of that book. It's Desperate Deception. Very, very interesting book. I read it several years ago, and you'll be interested to hear what Carolyn has to say about the book. And I hope you will join us here tomorrow evening to listen to what Carolyn has to say, and I might even have a few interesting things to say myself. I should mention, for the record, we are going to the break here. On the program the other evening, I mentioned someone. Well, we are going to the break, folks. Just hang on if you are interested in so doing. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. All right, folks, we'll be back in a minute. Or three. Hang in there with me.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Sorry for my late arrival. I got sidetracked playing around here on the computer, but I am here nonetheless. Now, get your pen and paper handy. I am going to give you some websites you might want to check out. In the meantime, I just wanted to mention for the record that last week I mentioned on the program an individual who either does or does not listen to this program. He says he doesn't, but evidently he was listening. I indicated that he was a supporter of Eric Hufschmitz. He wrote me a rather peculiar email saying that, no, in fact, he is not a supporter of Eric Hufschmitz, which I guess is one good thing we can say about him. He is evidently a supporter of Christopher Balloon, as we call him. That's his problem, not mine. But this gentleman thinks that I am an Ashkenazi Jew and that Mark Glenn believes that the Arabs were behind the 9/11 attacks. Okay, well, as I say, I always like to be accurate here, and I just want to let you know and let this listener slash non-listener know that I'm not going to mislead people and allow people to think that he's a supporter of Eric Hufschmitz. Why anyone would be a supporter of Eric Hufschmitz, I've never been able to figure out. But be that as it may, that is said for the record. Now, pen and paper, folks. Here are two interesting websites. They have a lot of interesting things on them. Both of them are quite diverse. You may agree with some things on these websites. You may not, but I am just recommending them as something to check out because you can find a lot of interesting things on the Internet. And here are two of the websites. One of them is immigration-globalization.blogspot.com. Just like it sounds, immigration-globalization.blogspot.com. I had to laugh. The webmaster of that site wrote me and told me that, or he on his website, he lists a number of people who he thinks very much in tune with, and I was one of those people, along with a host of others, including one or two people, one person in particular, who I have absolutely no regard for whatsoever. I'll tell you who it is, Jared Taylor. But in any case, I wrote the guy back and I said, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't tell people that you agree with this diverse set of people because they may say you're nuts. But in any case, he's got a great website, immigration-globalization.blogspot.com. The other website, again, has a wide variety of information, ranging from health to, oh, you name it, hardcore political news and information, links to a wide variety of interesting stories, a lot of stuff on Zionism. The website is the7thfire.com. Now, that seventh is not spelled out. It's the number seven. So here is that website, T-H-E-7-T-H-Fire.com, T-H-E-7-T-H-F-I-R-E.com, the7thfire.com. But as I say, it's not the word seven spelled out, it's the number seven, the7thfire.com. Now, I think most of you already got that down, but just for fun, I'm going to say it again, the7thfire.com. And immigration-globalization.blogspot.com. Okay, well, I got an interesting email this evening from a very nice lady in Idaho. In fact, she's a friend of Jack McLam's, and she was asking me, I haven't written her back yet, but I intend to do that. She was asking me if I had seen the piece on torture in Iran that was done on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. Now, it's funny because a friend of mine who I mentioned periodically on this program, not the big shot lawyer, but the credulous lad who believes every good thing about Israel, it sometimes seems, and believes everything bad about anybody who says anything bad about Israel, he called me up breathlessly to say, oh, did you see 60 Minutes tonight? What do you think of your friends in Iran torturing all these people? Well, first of all, I will say this. I didn't see the 60 Minutes episode, number one. Number two, I am not going to condemn the person or persons who were interviewed on the program who say they were tortured without looking into their stories. So just for the sake of argument, I will accept the idea that these people were indeed tortured in Iran. I don't like torture. I think it's a terrible thing. I wouldn't even really torture Abe Foxman if I had the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And if you read my book, my fiction book, My First Days in the White House, in which I detail what happens when I become president, you will note that none of these people who are very, very much war criminals in America today, who probably really do deserve to be taken out and shot. No, not who probably do, who do deserve to be taken out and shot, who do deserve to be sent to the gas chamber, who do deserve to be drowned, thrown to the sharks, what have you. In my book, none of those people were executed. Now, we're talking a novel here, of course, but The point is this, that I'm not here to criticize. You know, I criticize Israel all the time for its brutal ways and its torture of Palestinian Christians and Palestinian Muslims. I don't like torture. I think it's a really bad thing, to put it lightly but directly. So if the Iranians are torturing people, I don't think that's a good idea. That's most unfortunate. But I'm here to tell you this much, ladies and gentlemen. Iran is not the only country, and I'm just assuming for the record, just for the sake of argument, that these stories are true and that these people were tortured. But I'm here to tell you that people get tortured in countries all over the world, and we don't see 60 Minutes rushing to do stories about the torture in those other countries. Unless, of course, they've been given their political marching orders for one reason or another because of some pet cause that's erupting in the news, as these pet causes do periodically erupt in the news, kind of like the pet cause of Burma, which, of course, has been a long-time Mossad project in which Andrew E. Allen, the handler for Mark Weber, who took over the Institute for Historical Review, has long been a player. So, as I say, I'm very sorry if these people were tortured in Iran, but you know what? It happens everywhere. I don't like it. There's not much I can do about it. Perhaps we can use our moral clout to try to urge the Iranians and other people who may or may be alleged to be engaging in torture not to do it. But as I say, when I consider the nature of the times, consider the fact that the Jewish lobby in America is working so assiduously through its power in the media, its power in Washington and in think tanks and everywhere else the PowerPoints are, to encourage American opposition to Iran, I'm not surprised that 60 Minutes, product of CBS, which has been owned for years by the Tisch conglomerate, gang of hardline pro-Israel Jews, and their corporate flunkies, it's no surprise that 60 Minutes would be the source of this. So, as I say, I'm not going to write off the possibility that it happened, but then again, you know, we've seen a lot of things on television that purport to be the truth, the news, and it ain't. So, that's that. If we want to start talking about torture, let's start talking about what's going on, what's been going on in Palestine. Talk about torture. Another form of torture is war. The Nation magazine's April 6th issue has an accounting of Iraq after 6 years. $656 billion have been spent by the United States. The documented civilian deaths are somewhere between 91,000 and 99,500. The estimated Iraqi deaths due to the U.S. invasion, 1,320,110. I'm a little puzzled by that difference between 99,000 and 1,320,000. I guess that's suggesting that the 1,320,000 include military. In any case, U.S. casualties, 4,259 dead, 31,131 wounded in action. U.S. soldiers who committed suicide in January of 2009, 24, the highest monthly total since the Army started keeping that. Estimated number of Iraqis displaced since 2003, that's 5 million people. Nearly 20% of the total population. That's 5 million likely enemies of the United States, some of whom, I'm willing to bet you, may turn to violence against America and certainly against Jewish interests because of the role that the Jews played in getting the United States involved in the Iraq War. More about that when we come back in relation to a very interesting new book that I'm going to tell you about. So get your pen and paper handy. You may want to get a copy of this book right from your local bookstore or from Amazon.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org, reminding you that RBN is making available generic business cards to help spread the word. Those business cards you can put in your correspondence, pass out at church, even at the synagogue if you happen to be Jewish. Wherever people gather, people who are interested in the truth, you can get these business cards from RBN by writing 22 RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, you can get that address for RBN right on the website at republicbroadcasting.org. You know, I did mention to you that Robert Faurisson, the French scholar who is the dean, I guess you might say, of the Holocaust revisionists, has indeed called for the resignation of Mark Weber from the Institute for Historical Review, joining a whole host of people, including former Weber associates at the IHR, who have come down hard on Weber, basically saying, but without saying it, that, well, Willis Cardo was right. A lot of them are not going to say Willis Cardo was right. They're not going to say Mike Piper was right, but they're saying Mark Weber has got to go. I sent out an email to some of these people the other day saying, where's General Reamer when you need him? General Otto Ernst Reamer. He's a former German general. He wasn't a general at the time, but he was a high-ranking military figure who was responsible for rounding up and punishing the traitors who joined Count von Stauffenberg. Count von Stauffenberg, who's now gotten a new lease on life, so to speak, in this new movie, Valkyrie, with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, now that's a case study. But in any case, ladies and gentlemen, yes, they should deal with Mark Weber as the traitor that he is, the traitor to revisionism. Oh, I could go on. I did a whole week about that, but I won't. Okay. In regard to Weber, I've just got a communication from one of the former employees of the Institute for Historical Review who volunteered. I didn't ask him. He volunteered to come on and give the inside story of what was happening at the IHR and the activities of Mark Weber, or non-activities, as the case may be, during the last decade. He's unavailable to do the show right now because of some personal reasons, but he said he soon will be available to do so, and I will let you know in advance so you can spread the word and let people know that they can tune in this program and hear a firsthand account of Weberism at its worst. Okay, well, I made a promise that I was going to give you this information about this new book, which I do recommend. The author's name is Dan Fleshler, just like it sounds, F-L-E-S-H-L-E-R. The book just came out. I have a copy of it in my hand. The title is Transforming America's Israel Lobby. Transforming America's Israel Lobby. Now, Dan Fleshler is involved. He's on the advisory council of this new Jewish group called J Street. And what his book, Mr. Fleshler is a supporter of Israel, but he is also a critic of Israel. And he's one of these people who has come down hard on the hardline pro-Zionist, pro-Israel elements in this country, these Israel right or wrong types. And I have to tell you, I read the book this evening. I read it very fast. It's not including the index. It's like about 230 pages. I skimmed it very, very quickly, and I must tell you, it's full of a lot of interesting inside analysis of the various elements of the Israeli lobby, the Jewish lobby in America, and the U.S.-Israeli relationship that is affected thereby as a consequence of the activities of this lobby. Now, there are many things in the book that I don't agree with for one reason or another, and as rough as I am on the Israeli lobby and on Israel on this program, I do remind myself that there are a lot of good people in this country who are Jews who recognize that what Israel wants is not always necessarily in the interest of the United States, and vice versa for that matter. Now, Mr. Fleshler, this book, which is just came out, Transforming America's Israel Lobby, is a kind of book that I recommend that you read to get a better understanding of just exactly how a lot of these things work. Now, a lot of people want to think that the Jewish lobby is monolithic, that all these various Jewish organizations agree on everything. They don't. They don't. They have some very profound differences. They are sometimes at war with one another. And while this gentleman, the author, Dan Fleshler, as I say, makes some assertions and reaches some conclusions that I disagree with, and in some cases he says things that I think are probably an understatement, I think it's a good book that if you really want to know the big picture, it's well worth reading. In fact, I would recommend that Phil Turney and Mark Glenn have Dan Fleshler on their program. I doubt Mr. Fleshler would come on my program, but he might honor Phil Turney as a survivor of the USS Liberty by agreeing to talk to Phil. So anyway, I recommend you check the book out, Transforming America's Israel Lobby by Dan Fleshler, and his website is realisticdove.org. realisticdove.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back. One of our off-the-air callers has asked about the story of O.J. Simpson that I promised to talk about tonight. Well, I intend to talk about it. I have quite a few callers lined up, and I ask them for their patience. I will try to get around to as many of you as possible, but I am going to talk about the O.J. case. And I will start off by saying that I know that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be mad as hell at me for daring to suggest that there would be any other possible suspect in the case other than O.J. Simpson. And let's be upfront about it. There's a lot of people don't like O.J. Simpson because he's black, number one. And number two, there's a lot of even people who hate him even more so because he was a black man married to a white woman, who, of course, he is alleged to have killed. Now, I will say this much about the O.J. case. I didn't pay any attention to it when it was going on. In fact, I want to tell you something. I never even really knew kind of who O.J. Simpson was. I've never followed football. I had a vague idea. I knew he was a football player who became an actor and did Hertz commercials. So I was not an O.J. fan. I didn't know anything about O.J. Didn't follow the trial at all. However, my mother did, and many of her friends, little old ladies, pardon me, little old ladies out there, little old ladies there, my mother's hometown, they'd sit around and talk about O.J.'s trial during the card club, and believe it or not, they didn't think he was guilty. But in any case, I didn't pay any attention to the O.J. case until one time I happened to be visiting my mother after the trial, and got a little bored, and I decided to take a bath and smoke a cigar, and I picked up a couple books on the O.J. Simpson case and hopped in the bathtub and started reading. And I came across a couple unusual things that caused me to stop and say, hey, wait a minute here. wait a minute, this is interesting. Now, bear in mind, this is, you have to start off on this premise, folks. Forget about the fact that O.J. Simpson was black and that his wife was white. Forget about the way the media played it up. Well, no, don't forget about the way the media played it up. That's the most important point here, because of the fact that when the O.J. Simpson case was going on, it was being broadcast daily. It was written about in the tabloids. The Daily Press was covering it. There were multiple websites up that had all the details about O.J.'s life and times and crimes, if you will. But what I discovered was that there was one key figure in O.J. Simpson's life who virtually disappeared. I started looking on the internet for information about her, and I could not find it then, and the information that appears about her now is very hard to find. And she's only mentioned in passing in a couple of the books on the O.J. Simpson case. And this woman's name, and this is what's even more interesting about it, this woman's name is even rendered two different ways on the internet. It's not clear exactly how her name is spelled. Her first name is Michelle. The one version of her name is Michelle Abu-Braum, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, the last name A-B-O-U-B-R-A-H-M. The other spelling is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Abu-Draum, A-B-O-U-R-D-R-A-M. Now, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm an old fan of murder mysteries, and you know the old catchphrase is, the butler did it. Well, Michelle, this woman Michelle, we'll just call her Michelle for short because we don't even know what her last name really is. Michelle was O.J. Simpson's housekeeper. Now, this is not the little maid who was interviewed during the trial, who testified during the trial. We're talking about the housekeeper. That's the woman who runs the show, the woman who managed O.J.'s famous estate. Now, this is what's interesting. In my opinion, she was the most likely suspect, perhaps even more so than O.J., in the killing of O.J.'s wife, Nicole. Now, keep in mind, Michelle worked for O.J. as his housekeeper for slightly more than 18 years before, during, and after his marriage to Nicole. So Michelle was clearly a close associate and very much a part of his and then later Nicole's life. Now, here's where it starts to get interesting. Michelle hated Nicole. Now, Nicole Simpson, O.J.'s wife that he was alleged to have murdered, was of 100% German descent, born to a German mother and a German-American father. Now, why is that relevant here? Well, because Michelle, O.J.'s housekeeper for 18 years, was an Israeli Jew, a former member of the Israeli army. And I will remind you right now, right up front, that the Israeli army has long been known for its skill in training its recruits in hand-to-hand combat, in knife fighting. And a woman who runs a house, a major household like O.J.'s, is not a shrinking violet. She's tough. And all accounts that I can find about this woman, Michelle, that appear in two books, Mark Elliott's book on Cato Kalin, and from a book by an author named Weller, entitled Raging Heart, indicate that Michelle was not a woman you wanted to fool around with. Now, O.J.'s wife, Nicole, hated Michelle and described her as, quote-unquote, the woman from hell. So this German-American girl and this Israeli Jewish woman absolutely hated one another. Now, it gets deeper, folks. It gets deeper. I know you O.J. haters out there are already cursing me and saying, oh, he's defending that black murderer. Well, no, I'm just putting up an alternative theory that the mass media seems to have completely ignored. Now, what's interesting is that when Nicole and O.J. initially broke up, Nicole advised O.J. that a precondition of their possible reconciliation was that Michelle had to be dismissed. In other words, Nicole was not going to come back and live under the same roof and then sleep in the same bed as O.J. unless Michelle, his housekeeper, was removed. And O.J. initially refused. Now, just several months before Nicole was murdered, she and Michelle had a verbal altercation that turned physical. Nicole struck Michelle so hard on the face that this Israeli woman's face was badly bruised for several days. That's pretty rough. Michelle shouted at Nicole, "I hope you die." Michelle went so far as to file a suit against Nicole, but only dropped the suit just before it was scheduled to go to trial. The reason why Michelle dropped the suit is because O.J. begged her to do it. However, Michelle resigned O.J.'s employ just shortly after dropping the lawsuit. So clearly her departure was not under friendly circumstances. And I might mention that resignation took place roughly a month or two before Nicole was cut to pieces. Nicole's friends described Michelle as being quote-unquote militaristic. And yes, as I said, Michelle was a veteran of the Israeli army. And Israeli armies are trained specially in hand-to-hand combat. And as housekeeper for O.J. at the expansive Rockingham estate, Michelle would necessarily have to be in top physical condition. Another thing that's clear about Michelle is that she was described in a number of places as being very loyal and devoted to O.J. So keep in mind that you can imagine how it affected Michelle when she was at one point living under the same roof with O.J. and his German-American wife, whom she hated and who in turn hated her. Now, listen to this. Aside from her hatred of Nicole, Michelle was jealous and conscious of O.J. Simpson's relationship with others to the point of, number one, trying to push Cato Kalin out of the house, and two, interfering with O.J.'s relationship with his own daughter, Arnell, who lived on the estate at Rockingham. Now, no last name appears for Michelle in either of the three books that I read in which she is mentioned. She is mentioned in the index to one of the books as Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, and only referred to in a quote from O.J. This is the important part. She is the only significant player in the world of O.J. Simpson who has become a non-person in all of the media's reportage about the case. Now, despite the fact that the book Raging Heart, which purports to be the inside story of the Simpson inner circle, all those interesting characters that O.J. mixed with over the years, she only appears in a footnote in that book, despite the fact that she was O.J. Simpson's housekeeper for 18 years. No tabloid, now this is to the best of my knowledge, folks, no tabloid, no TV show, no major investigative effort by any journalist ever focused on a raucous relationship between Nicole and Michelle. It was only mentioned, as I say, in passing in these books. Now this is interesting, obviously, in light of the physical altercation between Nicole and Michelle, suggesting that Nicole herself was capable of violence, considering the fact that that's what O.J. said. And since Michelle was on the scene in one of the fights between O.J. and Nicole that brought police to the scene. Of all the people, folks, whose names have been connected to the saga of O.J. Simpson and Nicole, Michelle is the only person other than O.J. with a motive to kill Nicole. Michelle herself could have actually been bitter at O.J. for accepting her resignation and actually could have had access to his house and grounds based upon our familiarity in order to frame him, including to the point of wearing his old shoes when she committed the crime, if in fact, as I believe, she is a very likely suspect. Now note this, O.J. himself talked about how his former housekeeper knew how he discarded old clothes and shoes. A woman could have worn Johnny Cochran's famous stocking cap to cover up her hair. A stocking cap would not hide someone's race, as Cochran demonstrated, that it could have, by virtue of hiding the length of one's hair, made the wearer's sex ambiguous to someone in the dark. And since I've never seen a picture of Michelle, I don't know how long her hair was. Now, it's interesting that in the months prior to Nicole's murder, there were rumors that were spreading that O.J. had, quote-unquote, been targeted by a, quote-unquote, white hate group that resented his marriage to a white woman. This rumor had reportedly come to the attention of O.J.'s detective friends prior to Nicole's murder. Well, isn't that interesting? I'm here to tell you, folks, that's Israeli-style psychological warfare and propaganda. If Michelle were planning to get rid of Nicole, what better way than to shift the blame to a white hate group? Get the word spread around that the white hate groups were targeting this white woman that had married a black man and targeting O.J. Now, if O.J. ever suspected Michelle, his hands would have been tied, since if there was no evidence against her, he would be hard-pressed to point the finger at her for three very concrete reasons. Number one, if he pointed the finger of blame at a Jewish woman, an Israeli woman, there would have been a major hue and cry from the media. Number two, Simpson's attorneys, Shapiro and Dershowitz, yes, they're Jewish folks, they wouldn't have permitted it. They might have even dropped the case, as they were very sensitive to the so-called race card during the trial, and Dershowitz in particular is known as a hardline supporter of Israel. And a third reason, Michelle had been with O.J. for 18 years. She undoubtedly knew a lot of his secrets, living under his same roof, whatever they may have been, and could have blackmailed O.J. to shut him up. What about Ron Goldman? Now, everybody's out there saying, she wouldn't have killed that Jewish fellow because he was a Jew. Well, the murder of Ron Goldman was almost assuredly not planned in advance. Goldman probably arrived on the scene, and a young male model and waiter would at best be an equal match for the militaristic and well-trained Israeli Army veteran, Michelle, who was in a frenzy, having just killed Nicole. Now, I want to tell you, folks, all this material, which I've been reading to you from a memo I put together, well, this memo I put together was put together for the National Enquirer. Now, of course, the National Enquirer gets a lot of things over the transom and in the mail. I put this together at the request of a reporter for the National Enquirer who was absolutely fascinated by it. This reporter for the National Enquirer happened to be a very good longtime friend of an associate of mine. And when she heard these details, she said, my God, she said, put that in writing. I want my editors at the Enquirer to see this. So I faxed it to this reporter, and she in turn took it to her editors, and this is a woman who worked for the Enquirer for years. The editors of the National Enquirer, what was their response, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, yes, we know about the housekeeper. Well, they knew about the housekeeper, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe they know how she really spells her name. Maybe they know where she is. Maybe they know why the rest of the media chose not to interview or talk about this one woman who was possibly the one person in the entire world who spent more time with O.J. Simpson when he was home under his very roof than anybody else over an 18-year period, including his wife and his children from his other marriages. This is the woman who was always there, immensely loyal to O.J., hated his second wife, left her employ after a violent argument with that second wife, a German-American woman. Now, folks, is there anyone out there who really wants to tell me that this is not a scenario that should have been considered by the police? Or, at the very least, considered by the mass media in America? Can you explain to me why the mass media in America didn't talk about it when they talked about all other potential scenarios involving drugs and white hate groups and organized crime? They talked about everybody and his brother who had anything to do with O.J. Simpson, but they didn't talk about this former member of the Israeli army who was under his roof for 18 years, who hated his wife, who is the one person who is known to have actually hated Nicole. I mean, if there's anybody out there who can tell me where this is wrong, don't say, oh, because we know O.J. Simpson is guilty. Tell me why we haven't heard about her. Tell me why we haven't heard about Michelle in the way we should have heard about her. That's why this is interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Even if O.J. Simpson did kill his wife, why didn't we hear about Michelle? Don't tell me it appeared in a couple books. Those little items in the books were just passing references. You have to put it all together, consider it in its entirety. Look at the big picture on the other side of the jigsaw puzzle. God, I know there's a lot of people mad at me for going into this, but hey, you know, I'm just here to, express a few opinions. All right, we have enough time for one caller when we come back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Guess what? We have a caller who says he has some information about O.J. I don't know what it is, but we're going to find out. Go ahead, Steve in Colorado.
All right. Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm outstanding. Now, as I just pulled this up while I was waiting to go online, it's a two-minute, 41-second video. I can put it through the speaker. You can listen to it, but I'll just tell you if you'd like, if you hear it from their mouths. Or I can just give you a quick synopsis.
It would probably be better if you just tell us what the information is.
Okay. What we're talking about here is a man named Thomas H. Johnson. He runs an organization called Ocean Medical Investigation Group. He wrote a book called Serpent Rising. There's a website with his a little brief clip on it, 2 minute 41 second, OJ Conspiracy, 4, Serpent Rising, Ron Goldman's criminal file. There's apparently a number of pieces to this. The long and short of it is, I spoke with this man years ago when I first heard about him, he is a doctor, and him along with his brother did sort of a post-mortem on the case by looking at the autopsy reports and the pictures or whatever. I don't know how they did it, but the fact of the matter is they determined that there were two assailants. One was left-handed and one was right-handed. They could determine that from the angle of the knife wounds. So that was the gist of it. But now that I've given you that, you want to take 2 minutes, 41 seconds and hear this?
Please, go ahead.
All right, 1 second. I'll redo it, the whole thing, just a second. By the way, you got a great show. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
Now, let's see if I can get this thing rebooted here. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me fill this dead airspace with some blather. And don't really have a lot of blather other than the fact I salute you for being so outspoken with what you're doing. It's quite amazing that you're able to do this and without any sort of, you're not getting a whole lot of negative input, I suppose. I'm surprised at that. I'm stalling because I have to redo this whole thing now. And
could you give us that website again?
Well, just a second. I just don't know why in the heck. Hang on a moment.
Yes, of course I can.
Yes, of course I can. I'm just going to history. Here we go. All right. Got it. Okay. I just had to reboot this. I had to restart the website. No, I don't have it here. Okay, I was playing it while I was waiting for you. Just a second. Now, I'll give you the website again as soon as I get this back up. Let's start over. Okay, there, I've got it. Okay, sorry for the dead airspace.
All right, folks.
Here we go. Okay. And once again, did I tell you had a great show?
Yes, you did. Appreciate it.
Here we go. Just bear with the music here. It's going to go into. Let me just put this on speaker.
Ron Goldman was 25, an aspiring actor, loving son, and young man ready for marriage.
I have found a man who had 56 years of my life alone. I'm the person that I was expecting to live with.
Delving into Ronald Goldman's background is like entering into a dark and mysterious abyss, particularly at the point that I found out that Ron Goldman had a 6-inch criminal file. Interestingly enough, a judge issued an arrest warrant for $1,000. He was arrested and brought to court.
Folks, we are running out of time. We're going to have to check that out. Steve, I appreciate your call. I guess the name of this gentleman is Thomas H. Johnson. I'm going to have to check this out on the web. But as I say, we're just here to see if we can find maybe an alternative explanation to that and many, many other things that have happened. Steve, thanks for your call. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up tonight. But I'm-
With recent